I'm the president. I'll do what I want. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, President Trump, he's been fixing up stuff around the White House, wants to build a big, beautiful ballroom.
He's doing some painting, caulking. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Realized how handy he was.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he was in real estate and construction, but I didn't know how much he was willing to get his hands dirty. He was even moving some portraits around, apparently. He's getting a little tired of looking at some mugs, I guess. Uh-huh. The official portraits of three former presidents have reportedly been moved to what they call a hidden stairwell. I don't think it's really hidden, but yeah, it's a stairwell under the direction of President Trump. One is President Barack Obama's portrait, which hung in the White House entryway, and those of former President George W. Bush and his father, former President H.W. Bush, were moved, according to a CNN article that was published on Sunday.
I don't blame him. Obama, duh. But the Bushes have never been supportive at all. They've been jerks. And so,
I might be right in the neighborhood there of Kennebunkport in Maine.
Really?
For a little vacation. I've never been up that way.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna yell from the feds, hey, how come you don't love Trump?
Yeah, see how that goes.
You need to get with the program. Otherwise, I'm going with Jesse Jackson to warn me a long time ago. Stay out the Bushes. I'll be yelling that from the bushes. And hopefully I won't get caught.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Some of those Secret Service agents can run.
No sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah, no sense of humor. They're just no fun.
Uh-huh.
Trump personally paid for two massive American flags installed on the White House grounds. His administration recently announced plans to expand the complex with a construction of a $200 million privately funded state ballroom that Breitbart News said will solve decades-old space constraints while preserving the classical elegance of America's most iconic home.
Nice.
Wow. Private funding, not using taxpayer dollars.
A reporter actually kind of put him on the spot a week or so ago about that and says, because I guess they're still getting, people together, getting them lined up. And I think they kind of put him on the spot that, what if you had to, do it yourself? He goes, if I have to. He's going to write the check.
Yeah.
If I have to.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Crazy, kooky kind of story. And this is just another head on a swivel kind of story that, we have to be alert and aware all the time, vigilant, not paranoid. You don't want it to affect your quality of life, but we'd have to be ready. And it seems to me that crime is going up and there's people walking around. You can apply a term to them. What I applied to that a long time ago is there's a lot of people now, it seems like it's expanding, that really don't have a conscience.
Right. No, you're right.
They don't have this sort of self-directing understanding of right and wrong. And, of course, through the years, we've all made mistakes, we've all made errors, we've all done things we've regretted, but these are on a grander scale. These are people who can murder and somehow not feel the kind of remorse that 99% of the rest of us do.
Ask any cop if you got friends that are cops, ask them how things are on the street now compared to 5 or 10 years ago.
Well, listen to this story. The mother of an aspiring country music star died in a home invasion stabbing their home in Virginia's historic Shenandoah Valley before his father, who was also injured in the attack, grabbed a handgun and fatally shot the attacker, according to local authorities. The intruder killed Holly Hatcher, a 62-year-old former teacher, before her husband, Michael Hatcher, 65, fired the fatal shot. This happened around midnight, Sunday, August 3rd. Their 31-year-old son, Spencer Hatcher, is an up-and-coming country crooner. He canceled several upcoming shows as his family deals with his mother's death. Speaking personally, this is 31 years in law enforcement for me. This is from the sheriff, Rockingham County. He says, I have never seen anything like this in my entire career. This is unusual and unique in a crazy situation that it turned out to be. So here's the rest of the story. They identified the deceased suspect as 41-year-old Kevin Moses Walker of Pikesville, Maryland, who had no known criminal history, violent or otherwise.
Yeah.
Aside from a bizarre car crash that happened just 2 days before the home invasion. Hutchinson, who said he's known the family for years, revealed a personal connection to Holly Hatcher. So I guess the sheriff knew it. My oldest son had Holly as a teacher in school, absolutely loved her. I can speak for many. Anyway, this guy Walker entered the home with a large knife in a seemingly random and highly unusual crime. Details about what happened exactly inside are a little hazy, but Walker fatally stabbed Holly Hatcher before a life-and-death fight with her husband, who had visible wounds when deputies arrived and was wearing a large bandage on his forearm. During a public appearance later, the struggle ended in the driveway, where he retrieved a loaded pistol from his vehicle and fired a single shot, killing Walker. A potential motive remains under investigation. Investigators say over the weekend that Walker had rented a campsite at Endless Caverns, a landmark cave system that attracts tourists from around the world, 2 days before the attack. He also paid for and took a tour of the caverns before buying a sleeping bag and knife at Walmart, at Walmart in town, where police saw him on surveillance camera. Now, just the day before, police had found Walker's vehicle abandoned and disabled near the park. They found damage to a nearby store consistent with the damage that was done, you know, to the motor vehicle. He had no known history of violence or crime at the time. There was also a house fire at the home that was invaded about 5 hours before the murder. They're saying now, as far as they know, it had no connection to the suspect and was accidental in nature. In the aftermath, Michael Hatcher said both the sheriff's office and local community had been pillars of support for his family, et cetera, but... just a bizarre thing.
It's
just
very strange.
Yeah, no connection that you know of, and just wandered in, decided he was going to kill some people. I mean, all of a sudden, he just flipped a switch, I guess.
So you crash your car, you get a sleeping bag and a knife, and then you go find a house to go into at some point?
Yeah, I guess. That's a strange one. I guess that's my point is, you say, well, I don't have any enemies, or, you know, I don't have anything maybe of high value for people to take, or whatever the case may be. You know, we just all have to be vigilant now. It's sad.
Well, neither do the people on that Target parking lot that are no longer with us today.
Right.
I mean, just some random person has some mental illness, they're saying, shoots, steals a car, hijacks another car. I mean, these things go on around us. It's like you said, don't be paranoid, but you got to be more aware than we were when we were growing up.
And I mean, that kind of attack, and the person's 41 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, 90% of the time or more, there would be prior arrest, many usually in most cases, in several felonies, but in this case, none. So it's almost like he kind of snapped. All right.
That is a weird one.
Well, I don't know if this is a good idea or not.
What?
Frankly, President Trump is going to consider reclassifying cannabis as a less dangerous drug. I used to be, all for the legalization and then, user beware. But I don't know. The more and more I learn about that drug, I think under certain circumstances, it can be quite helpful to a lot of people. But in general,
we keep hearing more and more it's not good for your brain long term at all.
Drain Bramage.
Uh-huh.
Or Drain Bamage.
What you said.
Or Dane Bramage.
All of the above.
It's possible.
It's bad. That bugs you.
Yeah. What's bugging you? Your chance to get in and air it out. Get it off your chest. Feel better. This segment is called What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So go ahead and call in now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's going to be another awesome day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:21 right now. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's really bugging me is there's so many people in America that they'll embrace criminality and lawlessness because they do not want to be seen or heard agreeing with Donald Trump. And that's the only reason why they do it. They know in their hearts that it's what he's doing is right. They just don't want to have to admit it. It's literally like trying to burn down your house just because you hate the wall color. It gets me so frustrated with these people, Bob. I wish they would just get over it and embrace the change. Thanks.
Right on.
How do you live in D.C. and literally try to protest what the president's doing? I mean, seriously?
They're not locals. They're all shipped in. It's all baloney. The law-abiding citizens want law and order. But, yes, they'll never speak out loud because the Trump factor. I mean, Tony nailed it 100%.
Yep.
Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is where all of these stories end up with he had mental health issues. I mean, there is not going to be a sane person that's going to go in and stab somebody like that. So stop saying there's mental health issues. We need to start maybe taking some of these empty hotels or whatever and turning them back into mental health institutes. We're not going to turn it into One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We're going to have competent care. But I'm tired of these stories saying, oh, well, he had mental health issues. I mean, you're not going to have a sane person doing these things.
Yeah, it's a good point. The solutions are not easy. You could go back to the state hospital mental health systems, but it's with a cost. And in the past, they've had some nightmarish stories coming out of those places. So that's a tough one. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I like to say the first caller called in. I really like hearing him. He's very precise, cool, calm, and collective. Just a compliment there. Anyways, you said people don't know right from wrong, so perhaps let me help. It is wrong to break into somebody's house and steal their stuff or murder them. It is right for the owner. Of course, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and it is not right for us to take vengeance. However, it is right for the owner to arrange the meeting. Thank you very much.
arrange the meeting.
Oh, that was well put.
Hey, check your calendar. Right?
Yeah.
877-975-9825. Call in now for your opportunity to air it out, get it off your chest. And John, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Democrats saying, oh, crime isn't so bad in D.C. It went down. Fake stats. 30%, it's like a sick patient with cancer, pneumonia, heart disease, and a hangnail. The hangnail was removed, so you're okay. Don't worry. You know, these bloody-handed Democrats, demon rats, are indeed the criminals' best friends and allies, being criminals themselves. You know, birds of a feather stick together. Go, Trump, clean up D.C. and all demon rat, essentially lawless cities. Send in the troops. Our savior, Trump. Do the right thing against the evil left. MAGA.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, the whole concept of having safe streets, how can you possibly argue with that? It is bizarre.
Well, and you see some of these politicians coming out going, oh, well, you know, he's going after black leadership in these cities. Well, no, the cities are run by Democrats. It doesn't matter what color they are. The problem is their policies.
Lack of. Yeah, it's the high crime rates. And I don't know how they get that low crime rate statistic when murder rate is through the roof. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is the whole process of shaving. I know you suffer less from that than Greg because you have your beard. But I bought a shave gel Gillette series, and I press down on the thing, and it doesn't even dispense. So now I need to do a 1-800 call to the company.
Yeah, that would bug me because that stuff's not cheap. I usually just use plain old like liquid soap. That's my skin conditioner, whatever you want to call it. Good morning, Bill. What's bugging you?
Yeah, real fast question that's bugging me. Why I can't figure out why we need a president if we have all these judges that are so much smarter and they know the laws better than our president does. Why do we even have to have a president? Why don't we just go to the judges?
Yeah. Yeah,
don't give them any ideas.
Yeah,
they would love that.
We have three branches of government, and it's checks and balances, and we'll keep an eye, and so nobody gets drunk with power, and you know. But no, we don't. We do not want a government that is run by people in black robes,
yeah,
or white robes.
No, not either. No, no pillowcases.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Hey, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. That's coming up in just a little bit right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Pump it up. Come on. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:34. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast of every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Hey, I want to keep you up to date with what's going on with Tropical Storm Aaron. Okay, no reason to get all upset or worried now. However, this tropical storm is predicted to strengthen and could be a real issue. And thanks to Radiant Credit Union for this tropical weather update. Tropical Storm Aaron is located about 560 miles west-northwest of Cabo Verde Islands and moving off to the west at 22 miles an hour. In other words, let me put it in layman's terms, it's way out there. However, it is predicted to strengthen and headed in the general area of our Caribbean. And so, you know, spaghetti models don't go much further than the islands. So for right now, we just have to be vigilant and pay attention to it, and we'll do that for you. That's part of our job. By Friday morning, we'll have, a better indication. But if it strengthens the way they think, by Sunday, it could be near Puerto Rico packing some winds as high as 115 miles an hour. So this one could be one of our first really serious situations this year. Again, so far, so good. We've got time. We've got distance on our side.
Yep.
But things can change, and this one is expected to strengthen, so we will definitely keep an eye on that. Hey, I told you that Jimmy Fallon thing, I questioned him having Greg Gutfeld on. You know, Jimmy Fallon, late night TV, and Greg Gutfeld, but many of us know him from The Five, also has a late night show in which ratings-wise, he's beaten everyone's backside.
That's amazing.
He has far less homes that Fox gets into versus ABC, NBC, CBS.
But yet his ratings are far
better. Above.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Fallon invited Gutfeld on the show, The Tonight Show. And I questioned it, and part of it being, as somebody who has been a fan of late night TV, I mean, not recently, not over the last 20 years, but, back in the day, as I like to say. Anyway, I thought it was interesting, too, also being in the, in the biz, that, booking a guest like that, that is your direct competitor, mm-hmm. would that benefit Jimmy Fallon, or would it actually maybe benefit Greg Gutfeld more?
Right.
Because, far lefties, no, they're not going to take to Gutfeld no matter how funny he is, because once they find out he has any connection to Fox at all bets are off, because they're wackadoodles. But for kind of left, semi-lefty, moderate-type folks, they go, wow, this guy's on that conservative Fox News, and he seems pretty darn funny. And they might give him another look.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Viewers turned on late-night talk host Jimmy Fallon for hosting Greg Gutfeld on The Tonight Show last week. Viewers took to Reddit to react to Thursday's episode, expressing their dismay over Fallon hosting the conservative guest. This is another perfect example of why they're so sick in the head, why they're so oblivious to anything, really. This group of people, this far-left group of people, how do you explain it? I mean, it goes beyond stupidity. That show, I watched some of a segment of it, was probably one of the funniest shows that Jimmy Fallon had done in a long time. He's done some good stuff in the past.
Yes.
But he's fallen kind of on a little dry patch, in my opinion. And Gutfeld, they had a great interaction. They know each other from the past. You know, they met at like a bottle club and late night and you know, one singer in line after another. And it was extremely funny. It doesn't matter whether you like Fox News or anything else. That was entertaining television. But that's how sick these lefties are. They want to give Jimmy Fallon a hard time because they can't stand it that he had any conservative guest. Doesn't matter how funny they are. These people are sick in the head. One says, I've never liked Fallon at all. I like him less now. You've never liked him, but you're outraged that he had a conservative guest on. So there's an idiot. Fallon has always been a yes to everyone, man. The guy's got almost zero convictions. Well, I don't know. I mean, his job is to make an entertaining show. I think that was a step in the right direction. But, of course, now he's being
punished. Well, yeah, because he's actually had mostly liberals on, which kind of been – he's only been the yes man to the left.
Yeah, exactly.
So that didn't even make any sense.
None of these do.
No.
I blanking loathe Fallon, and this is a prime example as to why. Wow. You step out of line one time with the lefties and you embrace somebody who may be conservative, man, they are going to punish you and they're going to make you pay because they don't really want any dialogue. Yeah. They don't truly stand for freedom of speech at all. They just want to stay in their own like niche.
It's like a bubble, and they all just want to listen to what they have to say themselves.
An echo chamber for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've been a Gutfeld fan since Red Eye. I used to watch that all the time. I'd record it and then watch it the next day. But one thing about that Fallon thing, boy, did they have one hell of a set there. That was insane. The production value of his show was fantastic. And Gutfeld's absolutely blowing him out of the water with, you know, four seats and a really tiny audience. And Gutfeld was absolutely staying away from politics, and he was kind of acting like a wild nut when he was on the show. So I don't know what the lefties would be mad about. I mean, it was Gutfeld was definitely not a big Trumper on that show. So, boy, I agree with you. These lefties are just out of their minds to be mad at Gutfeld being there. And I like Fallon. I like him more than the other people. He seemed to have a really fair interview of Gutfeld. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Very similar perspective to what I had. Mm-hmm. I guess to answer your question, what the left wants, they want that Kathy Griffin, the one who's had like 12 facelifts and really could use about six good ones.
Well,
maybe
she just got another one. Bob,
they want her out on stage holding, the head of Donald Trump.
Yeah. That makes them happy.
It's things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ever, ever have anybody who could be mildly conservative on your show. See, they can't even sit back and say funny is funny.
No.
That's the other thing. The far left folks, they don't have a sense of humor. They don't. They're not laughing. They're not smiling. They're in general, they're not happy people.
And the only thing they like about the late night is they bash Trump.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's not humor anymore. It's just Trump bashing.
Yeah. Well, so. Yeah. If look, put it to you this way. If half of what the left said about Trump was real, if just half of it was, there'd be nothing funny about it at all. If what they were saying is actually half true, I'd be running for the hills.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they really...
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. But, man, they just... I guess this lefty... the lefty information is like their safe space. Mm-hmm. It's their little Baba and Blanky. And And that's all they want. They do not want to even hear of another opinion. Mm-mm. Yeah. Speaking of which, folks that don't want to hear another opinion, the ladies, clearly I use the term very lightly, the ladies of The View, Bill Maher ripped on them a little bit, which, of course, is easy to do if you have half a brain. He was on his Club Random podcast with guest Drew Barrymore, who hosts her own daytime talk show. And Bill Maher said that he personally likes some of the hosts of The View, but the show itself is just not very helpful for anyone.
Wow.
Maher was exasperated by the View and sarcastically said the show was a lot to take in. You know, I love Whoopi and Joy, he went on to explain. Those are the two I really know. And I did like a year ago, I liked everybody, but I don't know if they're really at this moment the best advertisement for women.
Ooh.
Not the best advertisement for women.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And accurate, too. I'm just amazed how many women actually watch it. I can't believe it.
I find them very, very difficult to embrace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Prickly.
Like a cat, yeah, like a porcupine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that's spraying everything. Oh, wait, that's a skunk.
I'll get a little bit of both.
A skunky pine.
Yes.
The View is the human version of a skunky pine.
I think we're onto something here.
I think so. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, he is coming up at 8:05. Don't you go anywhere. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Yeah, that's another awesome day. We all got to pitch in and make it that way, right? Be nice. Even when people aren't nice to you, anybody can be a jerk back to a jerk. Try being nice.
What a concept.
I know, it's not easy.
Wow.
A little spiritual weightlifting for you.
Well, I think I read that somewhere. It sounds very familiar.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How many cheeks do you have, Greg? Every day we try to find out.
Yeah, we try to turn them and move on.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here coming up in just a few minutes. One of our favorite sheriffs in the whole wide world, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. We'll be chit-chatting with him coming up. I mean, look, you know, more of a rural community, but still have to deal with, you know, crime.
It's the punishment. Real world, yeah.
And, you know, drugs and possible gang activity. I'm going to ask him about that I think that's an issue everywhere. Yep. But to what degree? It'd be kind of interesting. So we'll ask him all the good stuff, all the tough questions. And
well, crime just in general is it's making the headlines a lot right now. I mean, everything going on with D.C. and the president, and then just we see the things that are happening around the country. I think it's very top of mind for folks right now.
And that's why I'm going to talk about something else.
Okay, what you got, Bob?
Ford's president and CEO offered an inside look at the auto company's biggest manufacturing change since the Model T.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Tin Lizzy. Do it to you, dizzy. While spotlighting a multi-billion-dollar bet on America's supply chain, Ford says we're announcing $5 billion of new investments here in Kentucky and Michigan to build a radically new vehicle. Ooh. And we're going to build it completely different than Henry Ford's moving assembly line.
Interesting.
On Monday, the Michigan-based motor company announced it would be pouring the money into 4,000 jobs at the Battery Park and Louisville, Kentucky plants to deliver a new electric pickup truck and LFP prismatic batteries. Now, listen to this. The breakthrough product, according to a press release, is the midsize four-door truck with a starting price of, remember, it's electric.
Yes.
$30,000.
Wow. That's in that world is pretty reasonable.
Yeah. Have you priced a truck lately?
Sure. The question will be, is that what Americans are looking for? Because like right now, Chrysler, because of all the CAFE standards going away, a lot of those emission standards going away, they're going all in muscle. Hemis, turbo, I mean, supercharged Hemis, I mean... couple of different directions going here.
Yes, and I think it's a wonderful thing. People are going to have choice. Yep. The market will decide.
Sure.
I think a price point issue has been a sticking point for a lot of people when it comes to considering the electric thing. The other shortcoming is, you know, there's not long enough cords, or you have the time taken to go ahead and charge up those batteries.
Right.
But I could see a very low, like a stripped down four-door pickup truck, mm-hmm. an electric model, if it's priced low enough, that'll be the grocery getter, the commuting vehicle, the run to Home Depot, the
right.
you know, the carry-all, put the stuff in the back and do all of that knowing that it has limitations. It won't be your vacation car, because
you're not going to tow with it a lot because it sucks the power like crazy,
right?
So, but yeah, since it's a smaller truck, not the smaller one, but
what they're calling midsize,
yeah, it could be, yeah, good yeah. family hauler.
They're saying it'll be a lot more affordable and lesser cost mm-hmm. than an old Tesla, even a RAV4 hybrid imported. So we're excited about this wow. affordable vehicle.
Sure.
Ford's the number one truck hybrid maker in the U.S., selling a best-selling vehicle in the U.S. for 47 years, the F-150. Comes in a hybrid. It's almost 30% of our customers, they said. But for people that just commute and they could charge at home, they don't have to depend on chargers on the road. They only go 100 miles or 200 miles in a day. He wasn't specific on that. An EV is actually really cheap. An EV can be a really good solution. So I love it because the marketplace
sure.
decide what is going to fail or what will mm-hmm. succeed, and I like choices.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To me, though, I push comes to shove, I still lean toward the hybrid.
I think it's the best alternative if you're wanting the best of both worlds there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree.
Although, well, I don't know what they've done with the truck hybrids about towing capacity, but I know in the past it was an issue.
Yeah.
But that was pretty early on. It's been a while. 7:56 on the Bob Rose Show. We're going to talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz coming up in just a couple of minutes. And don't forget, listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeart, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky.